Psalm 41. A Psalm of David. Happy is he who attends to the poor. On the evil day, the Lord will deliver him. The Lord will protect him and preserve him alive. And he will be pronounced happy on the earth, and you will not deliver him to the will of his enemies. The Lord will support him on his sickbed. You will overturn all causes of him being bedridden in his illness. I have said, O Lord, have mercy on me, heal me inwardly. For I have sinned against you. My enemies speak an evil thing of me. When will he die and his name perish? And if anyone comes to see what false thing he can say, his heart accumulates iniquity. He goes out into the open and says it. All those who hate me whisper among themselves against me. They conceive evil for me. A mischievous deed has taken shape in their plan, whereby, when he lies down, he will not rise again. Even a man at peace with me, in whom I trusted, one who partook of my bread, has lifted up his heel against me. But you, O Lord, have mercy on me, and raise me up, so that I can repay them. By this I know that you have pleasure in me. My enemy will not gloat over me. As for me, you take hold of me in my integrity, and you place me before yourself age-abidingly. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, from age to age. Amen and amen. To the choirmaster. Psalm 42. For the sons of Korah, an instructive psalm. As a roebuck longs for brooks of water, so my being longs for you, O God. My being thirsts for God, for the living God. When will I come and see the face of God? A tear was my daily and nightly bread, when they said to me all day, Where is your God? I will remember these things, and I will pour out my soul over myself, for I will pass through the crowd. I will proceed softly with them to the house of God, with a joyful voice and thanksgiving, as a multitude celebrates a festival. How you have been brought low, my spirit, and have agitated me. Await God, for I will still praise him for his acts of salvation performed in his own presence. O God of mine, my spirit has been brought down low on me, so I will remember you from the land of Jordan, and the Hermons from Mount Mizar. The deep calls to the deep, at the call of your water surges. All your breakers and waves have passed over me. By day the Lord will command his kindness, and by night a song is with me, a prayer to the God of my life. Let me say to God, my rock, why have you forgotten me? Why should I go about melancholically in the oppression of the enemy? My adversaries reproach me with the crushing of my bones, as they say to me all day long, Where is your God? How you have been brought low, my spirit, and how you have agitated me! Await God, for I will still praise him for the acts of salvation before me, and for being my God. Psalm 43. Judge me, O God, and defend my case against a graceless people. Deliver me from the deceitful and unjust man. But you, O God, who are my stronghold, why are you averse to me? Why do I go about dejectedly in the oppression of the enemy? Send your light and your truth. They will lead me. Let them bring me to your holy mountain and to your dwelling places, and I will go to the altar of God, to the God of my joyous happiness, and I will praise you with the harp, O God, my God. How you have been brought low, my spirit, and have agitated me! Await God, for I will still praise him for the acts of salvation before me, and for being my God. To the choirmaster. Psalm 44. For the sons of Korah, an instructive psalm. O God, we have heard with our ears, our fathers told us, of the work you performed in days of old. You disinherited nations with your hand and planted them. You did harm to various peoples and cast them out. For they did not take possession of the land by their sword, nor did their own arm save them. Rather, your right hand did, and your arm, and the light of your presence, for you had pleasure in them. You are my King, O God. Command the salvations of Jacob. Through you we will butt our adversaries. Through your name we will trample down those who rise up against us. For I do not put trust in my bow, and my sword will not save me. For you have saved us from our adversaries, and have put those who hate us to shame. We have praised God throughout the day, and we will be thankful to your name age-abidingly, Selah. But you are averse to us, and you have put us to shame, and you do not go out in our armies. You drive us back from the adversary, and those who hate us plunder away. You make us like sheep for food, and you have scattered us among the Gentiles. You have sold your people at no value, and you did not bid up their price. You make us a reproach to our neighbours, a mockery and derision to those round about us. You make us a byword among the Gentiles, a shaking of the head among the various peoples. All day long my ignominy is before me, and the shame of my face covers me at the sound of the reproacher and the reviler, at the presence of the enemy and the avenger. All this has come upon us, but we have not forgotten you, and we have not violated your covenant. Our heart has not withdrawn, nor do our steps deviate from your path, although you have crushed us in a place of jackals, and you have covered us with a shadow of death. If we have forgotten the name of our God, or spread our hands to a strange God, will not God search this out? For he knows the hidden things of the heart. Indeed, for your sake we are killed all day long. We are considered as sheep for slaughter. Awake! Why do you sleep, O Lord? Arise! Do not be averse for all time. Why do you hide your face and forget our affliction and our oppression? For our spirit is sinking into the dust, our belly is stuck to the earth. Arise and be our help and redeem us, for your kindness' sake. To the choirmaster on Shoshanim.